Now we are going to spend some time looking at a more complex template class example. However, the idea and template syntax is the same as the previous example with intervals. What we are going to do is create a table class. A table instance will just be a container that stores data elements in a table format. See the figure in the box. Now, clearly, we will probably want to store many different types of objects in a table. For example, a 2D computer image is basically a table of pixels, or if you prefer, a matrix. So we may want pixels to be the elements of our table. As another example, we may want to use a table to represent a chess or checkerboard. Last, as a third example, we may want to use a table organization for an inventory. The point here is that there are many different uses for a table data structure, and we will want tables of different types of objects. Hence, it makes sense to make a template table class, so that we can generate tables that work with different types of objects. We note that a table is just a way of organizing a set of data, so it generalizes nicely, since it does not depend upon the type of objects being stored. Now let us turn our attention to some implementation details of the class. First of all, our table size will not be fixed. It will have m rows and n columns. Since the number of rows and columns is variable, we must use dynamic memory. In this case, we use a pointer to an array of pointers to arrays. That probably sounds confusing, and it's definitely a bit tricky at first. We first have a pointer to an array, which we allocate dynamically. This array describes the rows of the table. Now, each element in this array is also a pointer. These pointers, in turn, each point to another dynamic array, which forms the columns of the table. See the box figure. Here, a 5x7 table is represented with a pointer to an array of pointers to arrays. That is, we first have a pointer to a row array. Each element in this row array, in turn, points to a column, thereby forming a 2D table. The code shown demonstrates how to create the table using dynamic memory. It first starts off by declaring a pointer to a pointer of type T, which is our dummy type. It then allocates an array of pointers. The array is of size m num rows. We then loop through each of these pointer elements and have each pointer point to an array of size m num calls. We also initialize each element to some defined value. This allocation routine to build the table corresponds exactly with the figure. Spend some time studying the figure and the code until you fully understand it. It is a bit tricky at first to understand the logic, but if you analyze the code along with the picture a step at a time, you should be able to comprehend it. Finally, note that to index an element in a table, we use a double subscript syntax, ij, where the first index specifies the row and the second index specifies the column. In other words, the first index gives us the pointer element in the row array, and then the second index gives us the column element in the corresponding column array.